Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl in the Bot. It's 7:06 in the morning, and it is going to be a warm one today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. You can write to Linda, linda@KCNR1460.com. We answer all of our emails on the air that we get. And today is July 19th, start of another week. And he's here again, Bad Bob.
Good morning, and excellent festivities the other night.
Well, thank you. You know, Bob doesn't seem like a type of a person to indulge himself, except in Hawaiian shirts that will put your eyes out. They've been known to make strong men's hearts shudder. You know, women's hair turn gray, no matter how long they've spent in the shop. But anyway, but Bob does indulge himself in really good Scotch whiskey.
Oh, now all my friends are going to be asking me for a taste. Yes, it was fun to share in those cigars were Scotch and cigars. I mean, you know,
Bob was in heaven. And speaking of heaven,
it was a good time had by all.
Yeah, but speaking of heaven, here she is.
Well, what a lovely way to start your Monday morning. Well, I think there's something about, you know, the heat that kind of depletes. I don't know. It depletes part of. It's hard to think, you know, let alone times when it's not so hot, but just to kind of, you know, move forward and really be stealth in your actions, I think, or in one's actions. Today is going to be a high of like 103. I can't read it.
103. I'm thinking that this week was going to be
102, 103.
It was going to be in the 90s. I mean, it's 75 right now.
Low around 69, but it's currently 75 degrees. It was a wonderful weekend, kind of reminiscing about Friday night. We had a beautiful night out at Anselmo. It was sold out, and we had so many wonderful stories, and we had a chance to send Devin off to join up in the Marine Corps band. He was wonderful, and it was a beautiful night. And a story I'd like to share with you. There was a lady who came up to me while I was singing, and she said, "There's a woman sitting at our table, and all she wants to do is see if Devin will dance with me, or dance with her before he leaves to go off to," like she said, "war." And I think this lady must have been probably, you know, elder. Like 75, 80, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
Just very spry. Spry, though.
Very spry.
So I turn around. Now, Devin is, what, 18, going to be almost 19 years old, just got out of high school, and he's on his way to go to boot camp and join the Marine Corps, and he's been selected to be in the Marine Corps band. He's got to go to the school, and we talked about that on Friday. So I turn around. This is what a wonderful gentleman this kid is, a young man, I should say. I say, after we're finished with the song, I said, "You know, there's a lady back there, and she said all she really wants to do is dance with you." And he without hesitation, without missing a beat, he said, "Oh, sure." He gets up from around the table. Now, you know, usually most kids or most young gentlemen at this age still, you know, I would be like, but this guy wears a fedora and plays Sinatra, okay? Loves the standards. So I think he's kind of engrossed himself with this, that old school charm. So he comes up from around the piano, and this lady's standing there, and they dance. And so I think I sang, "I'll Be Seeing You." And he danced with her the entire time, and she just... It reminded me of what was the name of the in the 1940s and the 50s they had do you know what I'm talking about, when the dances that they had when World War II,
canteen.
Canteen, there we go.
Hollywood
it
canteen.
Reminded me of the canteen where he was dancing with this woman. It was completely off the cuff, and so we really felt the beautiful spirit of being in that moment, being in the moment, being willing to be in the moment. And so, Devin, you know, that was just an incredible moment. So that's our Friday. That was just a little snippet of the weekend of just what it is to just be up here and be around great people.
And I believe Devin's heading off to a boot camp today. So I think he's heading to, I'm really not sure which one he's going through, if it's MCRD or Parris Island. I didn't ask him. But he's got that training, then his basic infantry, and then he goes to band school for six months. We talked about that Friday with Coach Bob, who's been there. So, you know, our best wishes to Devin. You do a great job. You play the piano like you're 50, much not like you're 18. And I say 50 because of all the experience, because of the way he was. So, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Well, our guests today are going to be Eric Woodstrom. We're going to be talking about the new banking bill. I think it's 2,300 pages, and what exactly does that mean? We're also going to be talking a little bit about the health care bill and the impact that's going to have on us. And did President Obama lie about taxes? Could that be? Say it isn't so. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
You still have time to shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank. Your chance to win $500 is extended to September 9th. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card, you'll be automatically entered into a drawing to win $500. The more you use it, the more chances you have to win. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop in and apply so you have a chance to win too. Remember, debit cards are safer than carrying cash and easier than writing a check. Plus, they provide you with added security to help reduce identity theft. So stop in to get your card today. Remember, we're giving away $500 each week between now and September 9th, 2010. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. See official contest rules for more details.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Good morning, Reading. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Monday morning here on the 19th of July. 75 degrees, going to be high today of 104. So get ready again. Drink lots of water.
7:15 in the morning, and let's talk about that hot weather. We've had 5 people drown here in the North State in 1 week. We had, I think, a gent down in Olney. The latest one was a 13-year-old girl that just drowned yesterday going down the rapids on a raft, and the raft overturned, and she drowned, and I'm so sorry to hear that. We've had a toddler drown in a Palo Cedro, and an elderly gentleman found dead in the pool. They think he may have drowned, but they're not sure. The bottom line, though, is this, is that we've had five people drown in a week. It's hot out there. People want to get in the water. And to do so, I can't help but think if you're floating down the river on a raft, and you may want to have a life preserver on, some kind of flotation device. Now, you know, if you're swimming in your backyard in your pool, you can't expect that. But so you don't know really what happened, and except anytime you swim alone, there can be danger there. And the toddler, my heart goes out to the family. You know, the little kids are just, you know, they're so quick. If you're not watching them, I knew a family that this happened to. I mean, literally, the child was loud outside with somebody, and the person was talking on the phone, and the toddler disappeared. I don't know what happened in Palo Cedro. I don't know what happened at all. But please, my friends, be aware that that when you have your children, you have swimming pools, you've just got to have some kind of way of knowing if one of them hits the water. They've got alarm systems that if object hits the water's surface, it sounds an alarm. Or there's a way of blocking off the pool if, you know, if you've got a child that doesn't swim well and you've got a pool. So just please think about that. And the other thing, of course, is children and animals left in cars. You know, we keep talking about it because people are still doing it. They're finding animals and children killed or in very bad shape medically because people leave them in the car. There's somebody that's going to be joining us who has a heritage, right? In radio?
Donnie Greenberg announced on Saturday on Nancy Sutton Pierce's Conscious Living show that she is going to kick off and launch her new show with us here on KCNR on Sundays at 11. She said she's not quite sure yet. It's going to be like brunch with Donnie. So it's going to be a lot of the writers that are A News Cafe. And interesting, if you don't know this already, her father was a very famous radio talk guy. And he had a show here called California Girls. He lived, he's got a write-up in the Bay Area Radio Museum website. His daughter, of course, a local newspaper columnist turned internet entrepreneur, they say will soon take the airwaves herself with a Sunday morning show on KCNR. So we...
We're lucky enough to sign her on, and her father had, you know, is famous. Famous in, is in the museums for, and for radio museums. So
I think he started here in Reading and then went to the Bay Area.
I think he did, too. It's Don Chamberlain, and he was from the Bay Area Radio Museum. And so Donnie has got a heritage there of being in radio. But she's kind of nervous, but she's going to have
a great
show, as is. And then, you know, we got that from Mark Beecham. But Mark also had another blog talking about Doug Craig. Doug Craig is going to be another show that's going to be starting on KCNR on Sundays. But he talked about while Doug has strong feelings about global warming and many other issues, he also is a man of great humor and has an electric car he calls the Zap, the worst car that's ever been built. So, we'll be talking to Doug here in a couple of weeks, have him on. We'll talk about the worst car ever built and how that Doug owns that car.
Well, when we talk about community radio, we're not kidding in the fact that, we really firmly believe in breaking bread with all kinds of like-minded people. I think, you know, Carl, I think if you just stay narrow and you're in this is I think it's wonderful to stay close to what you believe in your faith, of course, but to be able to mix with people who are all walks of life, just because it's about trying to understand, you know, you may feel that way and you may be that, but it's just kind of nice to know that, you know, we all can be together and agree to disagree, because that's really what makes up a community. If, you know, people with your family, I mean, you may bear five children, two or three of those children may go on and have create their own ideals, even though they've been raised a certain way. And that's called tolerance. So we try to practice that and allow that and love that and embrace that here.
Well, our community, well, you know, one of the things that people do come up and talk to us a lot about is the fact that they love community radio, and that's what we did. We did that as a conscious action when we first started KCNR. We could have brought in, you know, different groups of people, but we chose not to. But but speaking of local celebrities, and we were just talking about Don Chamberlain, we have somebody on the line that wants to talk about him. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, good morning. Don Chamberlain was on the radio here in Reading. He was on KVIP when it was commercial, and he had his talk show, and he was on the left, and I mean he made people realize what they thought, and it was constant debate. It was really something else, but I mean he made people think.
Well, that's good.
And then he went to San Francisco. I think he came from Hawaii.
Oh.
He'd had a show in a radio station in Hawaii. I think that's what it was. But he was in Reading in the 60s.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm glad Donnie's going to be on. I like Donnie. She's great.
She's a good person, and
yeah.
we're really looking forward to her kicking off her show on 1 August.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Price is important, but even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Today's four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Does it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles, but we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:25 in the morning. Our phone line is 605-4567, and we are streaming on KCNR1460.com. Hey, do you remember back in September of last year when President Obama said this health care is not a tax? No, it's not a tax. And when Stephanopoulos, George Stephanopoulos, said that that the penalty, if you didn't pay, appears to fit the dictionary definition of tax. And President Obama replied, I absolutely reject that notion. Well, things seem to have changed since then. It seems like when Congress required most Americans to obtain health insurance or pay a penalty when they denied they were creating a new tax. But in court, the Obama administration has said that they defend the requirement as an exercise of the government's power, and this is, quotes, power to lay and collect taxes. And that power, they say, is even more sweeping than the federal power to regulate interstate commerce. See, the states that are suing them about this, saying you can't force us to do this. Well, unfortunately, according to the Obama administration, well, this is a tax, and this, and we trump you states' rights, unless, of course, it has to do with marijuana, and then you can do anything you want. Because the Obama administration thinks that medicinal marijuana is just great. They think it's fine. Let's not even get into that. But illegals coming across the border? No. Let's get into the state's business. And now health care. We told you when this thing started that this was going to cost us. Obama said it wasn't. It wasn't a tax. This was going to help everybody. Well, my friends, it is a tax. They've just said it's a tax. And I saw this article in the paper. I saw this article in a paper over the weekend. Obviously, Gary Anderson, who is a blogger for the Record Searchlight, also mentioned it. And that, and a couple of other things, is that does the Massachusetts health care reform bill, which is what a lot of this is based on, it appears, is that what's going to happen? What we have to expect from Obamacare? What's happening is that small Massachusetts companies are dropping coverage from private health care companies and using the state-run insurance company, the state-backed one. And what this means, the state-subsidized care, is that they're going to run out of money. That's right. Because people are encouraging their people, even if they don't want to, but the cost of medical care, et cetera, which should be addressed in a health care program, is not being addressed. So instead, they're going to force these companies to go to the state for insurance, health insurance for their people. Now, it appears to me is that this is what the Obama administration wanted all the time, a national health care plan. You know, you can dress it up. You can put lipstick on it, but it's still piggy, and that's what they want. They want big government. They want control. It's like California chipping away at your rights on weapons. Constant chip, chip, chip. Constant drops of water on your rights. They don't want just gun control. They don't want just health care control. They want to control your life. They want you to depend on big government. They want you to have nanny take care of you. Nanny's in our lives a lot already. It's not going to get any better unless we stand up to this. So, with the new, with the admission that the health care plan is going to lead to taxes, what do you think that's going to happen next? Every time a state comes up, they're going to trumpet with the federal government takes precedent over this. The Commerce Clause supply sufficient authority for the shared responsibility requirements in a new health care reform law. To the extent that there is any question of additional authority, it should be available under the General Welfare Clause. So what we're going to see here is that they will keep coming back and saying that they have the right to trump anything the state does because they have the right to tax. And that the health care plan, if you choose not to take that, sign up for health care, they can come after you. And they're going to tax you. You will be forced to buy the health care insurance. And it will change. It's going to change because then the companies that you go with through your company, they're going to put enough restrictions on them that they're going to force them out. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Airline industry news. Boeing, the recipient of $12 billion worth of aircraft orders from General Electric and Emirates Airlines. Boeing's main rival, Airbus, also getting a big order from the Russian airline Aeroflot. And Delta Airlines landing its biggest quarterly profit in a decade, $467 million. American kids aren't buying as many G.I. Joes and Transformers, but Hasbro, which makes those toys, still managed an 11% increase in quarterly profits thanks to spending cuts. BP says the price tag for dealing with the spill is nearly $4 billion, much of that covered by insurance. And Apple's competitors are fighting back. Motorola and BlackBerry maker RIM among those blasting Apple for claiming all smartphones have the kind of drop call problems the new iPhone is having. The other companies say, not true. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larchfer Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
It's Super Sidewalk Sale and Shopping Day every Tuesday at the Shasta Center. Every Tuesday this summer, the Shasta Center merchants, along with Kubler's Furniture, are proud to offer Reading awesome sidewalk sale specials, coupons, and more. We will have a local artisan's fair and a fabulous farmer's market. All of us at the center will be showing our wares and offering unbeatable specials. We have everything from Clyde's Next Generation HD Electronics to all-fired ups, one-of-a-kind painter-on pottery, to Kubler's beautiful quality home furnishings. So stop by tomorrow and check out the deals located on Churn Creek Road.
Your car runs better with AMSOIL. Here's why. Petroleum oil thickens in cold weather and boils away in hot. Not only that, the additives wear out, so you have to change oil all the time. AMSOIL synthetic motor oil is impervious to both hot and cold temperature operations. What's more, you don't have to change the oil as often because AMSOIL runs cleaner and lasts far longer than conventional motor oils. Call Bob at 526-0762 for more info.
Good morning, Reading. It's currently 78 degrees. It's going to be a high today of 104. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bond here on Free Fire Radio. Can you believe there were 16,000 plus that were trying to chase down the American Idol dream in Nashville? You remember just a few years back, there were maybe a couple thousand. Now we're up to 16,000 in just one.
Does that mean they were, you mean tryouts?
Tryouts.
I mean, they're lined up?
16,000. And according to the article, the producers will go out the day of, you know, because that means how many, 3-4 days of people standing, waiting to go into audition. The guy, they start to cruise the lines before you even get in to kind of look for a type. Get good backstories before you even come in. And the word starts to go out. So always remember, before you go into an audition, your audition begins from the time you leave your house. Your prep time, what you're saying inside your mind, your body language when you're waiting in line. If people are noticing.
Answers to any questions these guys come up with.
It really is. You never know who you're talking to in line. You may talk to somebody who could be a plant in line that is just waiting to see what you have to say. Do you have a bad attitude? And which really is a perfect segue into where we're going today, because many of you know and have attended one of the most incredible programs that goes on in the North State that's called Kids Unlimited, empowering kids from the time that they're very young how to be able to do the summer program and the parts that they give to the kids. And with us, we have a team of girls, two of which are from Sacramento, that because there's really nothing else like this in the North State. They come here and they live with a family, and we'd like to have each girl introduce themselves as well as the mom. Let's go with the girls first. Please introduce yourself, starting with you.
I'm Morgan Singleton, and I've been doing Kids Unlimited for 5 years.
And you are from?
Sacramento.
Welcome. Next.
Hi, I'm Trisha Gunter. I live here, and I've actually been doing KU for 9 years, so I was like 7 years old when I started.
And for many of you who don't know what KU is, that's just the really hip term of, you know, instead of Kids Unlimited, I do KU. Okay. Okay, and then?
I'm Kelsey Singleton, and I live in Sacramento, and this is my first year of Kids Unlimited.
All right, welcome to Redding, beating the heat. Well, we think it's hot in Sacramento, but this is fabulous, it's a great time. And of course, Mom.
Hi, good morning. I'm Deanna Gunter, and I am the part of the Kids Unlimited board and just proud to be a parent of these wonderful kids. Trisha's my daughter, and she goes to Enterprise. Got to plug Enterprise a little bit here.
Of course, of course. Well, Deanna, what we have here is not just a wonderful body of work for young young Americans, young men and women and children, but that the parents and their involvement in this is just equally as important as the kids.
Oh, it's huge, and actually it's fun to see the families come together and collaborate. We have a summer camp that runs for 6 weeks at Sequoia Middle School, and we want to thank them for allowing us to use their camp. And the parents get together, they run a little snack bar, they help us with costumes. You'd be amazed at the magical costumes that come about for these kids. Hours and hours of sewing. Actually, yesterday, we're all at the Civic Auditorium now. We start moving in on Saturday, and we're preparing for the shows that are coming up this week. And there's moms back there sewing little buttons on and tacking things together, and the kids are trying their clothes on. It's just an amazing program. It's just fun. It's not just about performing arts, though. It really is about teaching kids leadership, teaching them to be good team players, teaching them how to be our kids of the future. It really is a wonderful program.
So the girls here, what are you? You're in high school. So what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a senior this year.
Okay, and
I'm going to be a junior.
And
I'm going to be in eighth grade.
Oh wow! So okay, this is what's amazing here is that. First of all, it keeps kids out of trouble.
Yes, yeah. Especially when they start driving.
Yeah, and keeps you active. And I notice how some of the older kids your age will work with the younger kids as well. So there's this camaraderie of coming together for this summer program. And I can imagine. So then you get to teach the young kids how to be able to direct their energy. Do you have any questions, Carl?
Well, I'm just when I've been there, I've just been astounded. It's just, you know, Starship Enterprise, and that the amount, not just of time, but the talent that you see out there on the stage. And you're looking, we just talked about American Idol. And, you know, we've seen two or three or four young people that could have easily make those final cuts.
absolutely. And I'm looking at the poster, and I always love your artwork. Okay, this is really, it's called Back to Basics, and there's a cassette. This is my era, okay?
Me too.
Is how I practiced, you know, and you have to be careful because sometimes you could erase these things, like not like a CD. So it's got a cassette on it, and it's called Back to Basics, and I understand you're doing a number from every letter of the alphabet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
So we're starting with ABC from Michael Jackson. And then we just keep going every letter. So we have Don't Stop Believin', we have like Elvis, we have
Superstition.
And then we have these numbers that, like Q, you don't know what to do for Q, so we have this weird, it almost sounds like a alien space number.
What is it called?
Quick in the Draft.
Oh.
You're not doing Quo Vadis?
Oh, Latin.
No, Latin. You're not doing Latin.
This is a test.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. We're talking with some of the beautiful cast members of KU, or otherwise known as Kids Unlimited. We'll be back after these messages.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2010. Through music, dance, and drama, North State kids develop confidence that will last them a lifetime. Come support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Back to Basics, Rockin' the Fundamentals. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. Move over, Broadway. Here comes Kids Unlimited. Don't miss your chance to see one amazing performance by the North State's very own up-and-coming stars of tomorrow. Sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7 and Cool April Nights.
So glad you came.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott at 7:45 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Good morning. It's 78 degrees. It's going to be 104 today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. I guess we should say is Burrito Bandito is just down a little bit from B&T Satellite. It's Monday, and the first 20 people to bring in your old remote. That's right, the remote the dog got to, the one that the baby dropped into the toilet. It comes back. You can get a free one from Doug Tooley. Doug is a great guy. He does great work. They guarantee their work. Doug, veteran of the 82nd Airborne. has done nothing but support the people here with Dish Satellite. He's got a deal for free HDTV, and his phone number is 244-1988 off Airport Road, B&T Satellite.
Well, we're here with the cast members of Kids Unlimited, or a few of the cast members here from Kids Unlimited, and we wanted to talk with one of the moms here. Again, your name?
Deanna Gunter.
I always like to hear that repeated. And so, Deanna, tell us who some of your sponsors are.
Well, I want to thank Waterworks Park and Cool April Nights. They've been fantastic. We're a non-profit group. And without their support, these kids couldn't have this opportunity to do what they're doing. So we thank them from the bottom of our hearts.
All right. And so we want to really plug this, you guys. And it's sold out every year. And so it's time to, if you're going to mark your calendars, it begins on July 22nd.
Right.
And we have the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And there's a matinee on the 24th as well. It does sell out quickly. Where can we get tickets?
You can get them at the convention center. Just go online. You can go online or you can go actually to the box office. And that's probably the best way to get the tickets. So this year also, we're doing something fun. We're working with the Rabba Bus and the Mission. We're asking folks to come on down and bring clothes for kids at ages, I think it's 5 to 18. We're going to stuff the bus this year with clothes for the kids. It's kind of a Christmas, we're going to save the clothes for Christmas. And it's teaching our youth about giving back to the community. Last year we stuffed the bus with food, and this year we're going to do clothing for the kids.
Okay, and where can we drop the clothing off?
The buses will be in front of the convention center. They will be there right before our show starts. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you'll see the bus parked there. So come on down. Hopefully you'll come to the show. We'd love to have a sellout show this year and bring some clothing and stuff the bus for us.
Oh, great. And hopefully we're going to get some tickets that we're going to give to our loyal listeners, and some lucky people will be able to come here. You girls, I understand we have a big, wonderful surprise coming here right now. What could you please do, like, a line from one of the songs for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep holding on. 'Cause you know we'll make it through, just stay strong. 'Cause you know I'm here for you, I'm here for you. There's nothing you can say, nothing you can do. There's no other way when it comes to the truth. So keep holding on. 'Cause you know we'll make it through, we'll make it through.
It's Kids Unlimited. Thank you, gals.
Thank you. We appreciate you letting us be here.
Absolutely. The beautiful voices of Back to Basics. That's the new show coming up for Kids Unlimited. Tickets are on sale at the convention center, and there is reserved seating. So we'll see you there, and thank you so much.
Yes,
best of luck.
You.
Break
thank
a leg.
Thanks so much.
This is Carl Lindebott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
Tomorrow only, it's your time to save on brand name furniture during Kubler's 10 Reasons to Save sale. 10 hours only, tomorrow. Come see all the reasons to save in-store with savings up to 40% off sofas and sleepers, 43% off select dining room sets, up to 57% off beautiful bedroom sets, 40% off luxurious recliners. And when you spend $15.99 or more, get 5 days and 4 nights in Cancun, Mexico, and 5 days, 4 nights in Puerto Vallarta. You'll find name brands like Broyhill and Simmons, plus accessories up to 60% off. The 10 Reasons to Save sale for 10 hours only, tomorrow only, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Kubler's Furniture.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
Don't miss a sale tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. sharp at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery located at Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Hey, Rich, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Attention, Shasta County veterans. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving.
I'm retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I'm happy to pass along to you this exciting news. After 20 years in the Breslauer campus, the office will relocate to 1855 Shasta Street, specifically in the downstairs portion of the old county library. Our entrance will be on the north side, not the west side, as you might recall was the old library entrance. With this move, the Veterans Service Office will realize a 25% increase in office space, which will allow us to better serve our veterans. In order to make this move, we will close our Breslauer office on the 15th and 16th of July, and will be open for business on Shasta Street on the 19th of July. Please join us for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 on July the 20th.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:52 in the morning. It's going to be a warm one today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go into Espresso Joe's and get one of those icy coffee drinks or mango slushies or whatever else. Oh, smoothies that they make. Stop by, of course, next door, the finest cigar humidor in the North State. Tobacco and Brew, a great establishment. Joe and Shelley do so much for the community and support the community and the veterans. And this last advertisement we just had, that they're moving the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. They're opening for business there today in the grand opening, and the ribbon cutting goes tomorrow. I think it's like 2:45 in the afternoon. It's going to be great. More room. There's been a lot of people involved with this. They're doing a lot of things. They're making sure the parking's going to be there. There's a lot of people involved with that. But the big thing is that it's going to be able to help more veterans. Now, city council meetings tomorrow night. Going to be a big one. It's going to start at 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Reading Council Chambers on Cypress Avenue. That's 777, if you didn't know what the address was, the lucky 777s. Missy MacArthur, our vice mayor, is going to ask her fellow council members to discuss the idea Tuesday of taxing medical cannabis sales at the city's 19 permitted collectives. 19. Now, for some reason, and mainly because I've asked other people in government how many there were, that number was more than that. I thought there was close to 30, so obviously I was wrong. But I have asked other people that in government, and they said it was close to 30. So either this has been a while, so some have dropped out. Missy wants to be ready with a local tax in case voters approve Proposition 19 on November 19th. The measure would legalize marijuana cultivation and possession and allow local government to tax commercial marijuana production and sales. And Missy says, I'm not pro-tax, but whenever you're doing something for your health, society has to pay for those things. Taxes on medical marijuana are like having taxes on cigarettes and alcohol. I think it's a really, really, really good idea to tax marijuana. I think you should tax it at the same rates as you do tobacco. Saying that, I'm not sure medical marijuana falls in that. I know that people abuse it. Even, you know, we had the medical marijuana growers, sellers, users, and the ACLU. I asked them, how many of you all believe that this is not being abused? And not one of them raised their hands. They know it is. They know people are getting recommendations because their tooth hurts or I can't sleep at night or vague claims of some kind of illness, some kind of, you know, pain or something. It is being abused. And if you don't think it's being abused, you're a fool. Now, saying that, there are people that do use medical marijuana, and it does help them. It does help them. So, how can you, and if it does, then it becomes something medicinal that does help you. How do you tax that? Wouldn't you have to tax then other medicines? Wouldn't you have to tax aspirin? I take aspirin every day. Of course, that's over the counter, but still, you have to take it. Or how about other things that you get from the pharmacy, other drugs you get from the pharmacy? Are they taxed? Now, is there a way to kind of winnow this out so that you have people truly need marijuana for a medical condition? Well, according to all the recommendations and all the ones that they write around here, the thousands of recommendations they write every day, or I'm sorry, every week, is that they do need it for medical reasons. Now, should we tax marijuana on this under this 19, Proposition 19? If it passes, I don't think it'll pass, frankly. You've got Boxer and Feinstein lining up against it, and the Democratic Party's neutral on it, whatever neutral means for the Democratic Party. So if that happens, I can see taxing it and taxing it and taxing it as much as we can, like you do tobacco.
Hey, Bob, you got that song queued up? Oh, I just love I made you think in the moment there.
Anyway, besides that, on the tomorrow night, they're also going to be talking about police. They're going to be talking about on changing the retirement, how that's going to impact on police and other unions, first responders. Anyway, there's going to be a number of different subjects tomorrow night, including medical cannabis club taxes, police concessions, and city fees. We're going to talk about this more, of course, for tomorrow night. And we're going to be there, as will our correspondent.
It'll be really interesting to find out how many, really, what the final count is as of today of how many co-ops that there are in the Reading area, in the North State area, because it does change. The people close, they leave. And then they're coming back and they're active.
Yeah, you know, because like I said, we've had city officials on and said that they thought there was 30, and then to see this one on 19. Bob, were you holding your finger up?
Because
oh, it's going to play the music.
Well,
don't you just love Mondays?
Love Mondays, love it. Well, you know what, Mark Beecham, you got to check out his blog. We just really admire Mark and his writing and things that he covers. And before we went to break, we just had to bring this to you because we're going to be talking banking in the next hour. That, well, Judge Eaton's old house on West Street, is it haunted? Well, some folks in Whitmore apparently want to find out. Seems that Joyce Morrow, the docent of the Baron Eaton Museum on Butte Street in West Reading, shared a letter she recently received from the founders of the River City's Paranormal Society, NorCal, inquiring about access for one night to the judge's historic West Street abode. Now, of course, slowly being restored as a museum. The society founders, Lynette Gooch and Candy Albertson, promised only video, digital, and infrared research. Seems they wanted to be there for the night to find out if Eaton's home is haunted.
So. I understand the Paranormal Northern California Paranormal Society also meets at 777 Cypress Avenue. In the city chambers there.
That's funny. I never knew the address was 777. I just
you would think we'd be a little bit luckier than we've been in the past. Anyway, you know, when we come back, our guest is going to be Eric Woodstrom, and we're going to be talking about that new Wall Street regulation, the new banking regulation. I think it's 2,300 pages, my friend. Now, remember the last time they passed something like this? It was called the health care plan. We're just finding out. No, that's really a health care tax. Well, okay. Not all of it, but a lot of it is. So what impact is this plan going to have on us? Is it going to impact on us on being able to borrow money, credit card rates, mortgage rates? Is it even going to address what Congress and what those politicians did to us? Because if you remember, one of the things that got us started on this road to recession was the fact that everybody deserves to own a house. Wrong. Everybody doesn't deserve. Well, they may deserve it, but not everybody can afford it. And that's what started us. Ask Barney Frank, who to this day denies having anything to do with this. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, all of these. All of this have led us to where we're at right now. And from what I understand, not getting a lot better. Anyway, our guest, Eric Woodstrom, Five Star Bank, is going to come in, and he is going to be able, we're going to talk about what these banking regulations will mean to us, or can mean to us. And unfortunately, when you look at what the health care bill said, they said, you know, we have to write it and implement it to really, you know, do some of these changes. You know, we're going to have to change it when we're in there because we're not exactly sure what impact it's going to have on us. Why would you pass a bill that's going to impact on us and you don't know what or how? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama says he's worried about the Americans sitting at home,
filled with a sense of uncertainty about where their next paycheck will come from.
So he wants to extend unemployment, but that's a fight in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
One of several fights, Dave. The president right now in the very sweltering Rose Garden calling on Congress to pass that package of tax breaks for small businesses. But in the meantime, as you said, take care of those who need to stay afloat while they're looking for work.
To offer emergency assistance to people who desperately need it.
But there is Republican resistance, the GOP saying another extension should be revenue neutral. It's cost offset by spending cuts elsewhere in the federal budget. Dave?
Rich, oil's not spewing into the Gulf for a fifth day in a row. A cap in place for another day of testing, as the government wants BP to also monitor seepage discovered near the sealed leak. Meanwhile, there's a push to treat BP like the mafia in court. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's live in Miami.
Dave, RICO is the federal anti-organized crime law, but could be used by a plaintiff to sue for damages, as some are claiming BP and Transocean committed fraud and bribed officials, which violates RICO. Thomas Walker, a RICO lawyer not connected with the cases, says anybody suing would need proof a RICO crime was committed.
These kinds of acts have a lot of spin-off, and as a consequence, it's pretty difficult to draw a straight line from the crime to the damages.
And so far, federal prosecutors haven't charged BP or Transocean with any RICO crime, Dave.
Evan, two more American troops dead in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has just arrived in Kabul after going to Pakistan.
We're committed to building a partnership with Pakistan that, of course, strengthens security and protects the people of Pakistan.
100 more firefighters headed to the Yakima, Washington area to battle a 15-square-mile wildfire that's torched three homes and endangers others, forcing some residents to evacuate. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nothing's funny about gout flares, though they can make you walk funny or sport that hilarious open-toed sneaker of yours. Those are serious attempts to live with gout flares. But why live with them? Visit gout.com and ask your doctor for better ways to fight flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Because even though flares aren't funny, it is silly to put up with more of them than you have to. Gout.com, now updated with more information to help you fight for fewer flares.
Here's a wake-up call for contractors. Right now at the Home Depot, special order Anderson windows, patio doors, and storm doors are 10% off. You know the quality of Anderson. And right now you can save 10% on special order windows, patio doors, and storm doors. Savings like that can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through July 25th. See store for details.
Day after bombings in Iraq that left nearly 50 dead, there's an attack that kills four workers of a British construction company.
The suicide bomber targeted the last vehicle in the convoy, plowing into the armored vehicle and killing everyone inside. The force of the blast decapitated one of the victims, according to an Iraqi military officer. Although the dead were hired by a British construction firm, there are no details yet about the company itself nor the nationality of its employees. In Baghdad, Dominic Di Natale, Fox News Radio.
A disaster perhaps man-made in India. An express train smashes into a stationary passenger train at 2 a.m. as most people slept. India's railway minister thinks it may have been not an accident, but perhaps sabotage by the same rebel group that derailed a train 2 months ago and killed 145 people. Kentucky's governor is out touring flooded areas of his state after rushing water left two dead over the weekend, washing houses away.
We waded water above our waist to get these people out of their homes before the flood came. I mean, it just came back fast.
Now, thousands of people are still without electricity or running water. In New York City, an emergency medical worker gunned down.
Police say 32-year-old Jason Green was shot in the face at a Manhattan nightclub early Sunday after a fight. Green and his girlfriend, Melissa Jackson, who's also an EMT, are accused of ignoring a pregnant woman last December at a Brooklyn restaurant when she collapsed. Witnesses say the two told restaurant workers to call 911 and then left without helping the woman, who later died. Jackson's neighbors now fear
if they shot him, who knows, they'd probably go after her next.
But investigators say they're looking into whether the argument Sunday was over a parking spot. No arrests have been made. In New York, Jeff Madasso, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, not much action to start the week. The Dow up 10 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR 1460. Write to Linda at linda@kcnr1460.com.
It's going to be 104 today. It's currently 80 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's. Some of the best coffee you'll ever get in the North State. They've got beans there. They roast the beans. They do it all. They're going to grind them, pick out your favorite brand or blend. And not only do they only, they, not, they only sell excuse me. It's Monday morning, and I'm trying to say, inside of Tobacco and Brew, they have a great walk-in humidor. They do. Carl's looking at me like I'm having a tongue twister moment here. Y'all been there. You know what I'm talking about. But Espresso Joe's, it's our favorite place to go for a cup of coffee.
And for cigars. But you know what? Friday night, your tongue was not twisted when you were singing. It was so good. Up in Ensalmo's during the jazz. during the summer of music up there. In fact, is there another one this week?
This Friday night will be Candice LaVolce.
That's right.
Candice LaVolce will be absolutely gracing the room there, the dining room, with her beautiful harp music. She also plays with the North State Symphony, as well as we're in Alaska.
She plays with different symphonies,
yes.
And she's probably one of the top-rated harpist.
We'll get her to call in this week.
Yeah, I mean, she is just, and besides just being a
beautiful,
a great person to know, she is a musician of just the first water.
Yeah, so she'll be up there from 6 to 9. You probably want to get your reservations now. It'll be sold out.
And as it usually is on those nights. But, okay, let's introduce our guest here.
Now, Speaking of
great people, Eric Witchman of Five Star Bank, and Eric heads up the whole northern division of Five Star Bank up here. And one of the things when he and I were talking the other day was I said they've just passed this 2,300 pages
of long weekend
banking regulation. And I said, you know, how about, would you like to come on and let's talk about what this means, the impact this has on just, you know, people like me and Bob, and you know, impacts it has on banks, and then the bank's impact on us. And Eric was the person I thought to go to. So you've been doing your homework all weekend.
Wow, he's got a bunch of papers here with it.
I did print paper out. Holy smokes! Well, I didn't get through all 2,300 pages, but I did get a chance to look at the summary of the bill and some of the different aspects of it. Boy, it is far-reaching when it's titled, what is it titled? Well, the Financial Stability Oversight Bill.
Financial Stability Oversight.
Restoring the financial stability of the United States.
Well,
that's a pretty broad.
It sure is. You know, and it's one thing for you not to have read the whole 2,300 pages, but at least you went through all the synopsis and all this.
Yep.
The problem I have is I'll bet you
the devil's in the details.
Half of the people that passed this thing.
Yep.
Never read the 2,300 pages. And of the ones that did read it, probably half of them didn't understand what they were writing or what they were reading. And then again, another half, when they voted on it, actually said, well, you know what, there's going to have to be a lot of tweaks to this, but if we do it now, it'll never pass. So, boom. So we probably had 100 people in all of the United States of America that understood what this bill meant when they signed it.
I would agree. If it was that much, I'd be surprised. But what it did do has created 19 new government agencies and councils. Isn't that exciting? Or it authorized them to be created. We have oversight councils for financial stability, for insurance, for consumers, for anybody and everybody. It seems like they've been created in the
19 new bureaucracies.
19 right. new bureaucracies will be created to help develop.
Wow.
Implementing rules for the bill.
Well, you know, Obama did promise he was going to put people to work.
And he is.
He just didn't tell us it was going to be IRS agents. He didn't tell us it was going to be new bureaucracies. He was going to grow the government by hundreds of thousands. I thought he said something like millions of jobs just for us people not in the government.
And there's a lot of aspects. The bill is, The bill is kind of separated into systemic issues in the financial world, and then there's a group there's a part of the legislation that's specifically addressed to the large, big financial companies, the banks and the investment banks, and then there's a whole bunch of add-ons for consumer protections, supposedly for protections for you and I.
Okay, look, I want to get into that as soon as we get back. We've got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank, and he did us a big favor when he tried to get his arms around the new, I know, what's this thing called again? The reforming of the financial, what?
Restoring the financial stability, America's financial stability.
Wow. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
With all the great reasons to ride the new Rava, we've just added a few more, and this may be the best one yet.
Every time you ride Rava now through August 31st, you can enter to win hundreds of free prizes from local merchants, plus the grand prize of a 42-inch high-def plasma TV from the new Clyde's Enterprises on Hartnell Avenue.
Every time you ride with Rava, you get another chance to win great gifts from Waterworks Park, Viking Skate Country, Prime 11 Cinemas, Great Harvest Bread Company, Classic Trends Boutique, Cold Stone Creamery, Heller Works Structural Integration, Round Table Pizza, Red Lion Hotel, Luigi's Pizza, Record Searchlight Date, Hilton Garden Inn, and Frasolini's Pizza and Espresso.
The more you ride, the more chances you have to win with lots of winners every week. See how easy it is to ride the new Rava. Check out all the Rava routes and schedules at RavaRide.com or call for information 241-2877.
Ride often and win lots. Now is the best time to take a ride on the new Rava.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. James Bond.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And Bob, in case I don't get a chance to save this to you after the break, never play that again. This is
I like it.
This is
Are
Carl
you kidding
and
me?
Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:14 in the morning.
That's like a little James Bond.
No, James, no, it's not. It's,
it is James Bond underwater, baby.
Underwater.
Yeah, it's totally cool. 82 degrees right now. It's going to be 104 today. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight's going to be 69, and we're going to have a hot week. So, again, make sure that you keep yourself hydrated.
Well, you know, because it's going to be hot, you probably need a haircut. It cools your head off. And I would go to the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens, where DC Tim and the Man in Black will cut your hair at great prices, do a great job. And you don't have to worry about, you know, people bothering you about nails or your pedicures. No. This is a barbershop. This is Man's Last Stronghold, and I know that because it's written on the window, Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there, get a haircut. You're going to enjoy yourself. Mention Free Fire Radio. They won't give you anything, but at least they know that you listen to the show and you listen to them.
And they won't put moose in your hair.
And they won't put moose in your hair. And the
That's your rich bay.
Do they shave your neck?
They shave your neck with a razor.
That's really important.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, our guest is Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank. We're talking about the new bill that was just passed to restore financial integrity and to revamp everything and to fix us.
It's going to fix everything.
It's going to fix everything. 2,300 pages of
fixes.
With 19 new positions.
New agencies or councils.
New agencies, yep. Which represents more than 19
people.
Positions.
Oh, yeah.
Represents probably...
zillions. You know
what? I bet they're going to hire 100,000 people to try
government
to make sure everything's going.
And then they're going to tie these into different ones. So I mean, the IRS has got to get into it. You know that.
Sure, they've got their fingers in everything.
Well, right now, because of the new health care plan, they're looking at what that's going to do. The IRS is not set up to do social programs, and yet they are going to be. You know, they're going to get involved in the new health care plan too because of people in 2014 that don't want to sign up now, you know, because it's, as we've talked about in the last hour, it's going to become a tax, just like they said they weren't going to do. Anyway, going back to this one.
Let's talk a little bit about, let's start on the consumer side, because that's what hits you and me and all of us in our banking and in our financial activities. It creates a new financial consumer oversight council, another council. It brings together, right now, consumer protection, which means that, you know, banks don't try and rip you off too much in different ways, is regulated by whoever regulates that bank. And there's a half a dozen regulators for banks. There's the SEC on the investment side, the FDIC, the Fed, there's the OCC, there's other aspects of the Treasury. There's a lot of regulators on banks now. But it's going to create a new agency that'll specifically look at consumer protection. Some of the things that they're working on are disclosures on mortgage lending. I mean, some of the good things that came out of it is it does regulate the mortgage brokerage industry to an extent that it hasn't been regulated before. It just provides consistency. Those that have been honest will still be honest and still make money, but it kind of keeps it puts protections in to keep you away from some of the more out there mortgage brokers.
And can you give an example of that?
Well, it says like the days of the liar loan or the stated income loans are now officially over. Lenders will be required to listen to this one. Lenders will be required to make sure the borrowers can pay back the loans.
Well, you know, that is an amazing fact that, you know, that They've asked me to do stated income before.
Yep,
and I have.
It was the industry for 4 or 5 years in the early part of this decade, because brokers knew that they could get the loan approved and funded.
And it was like, how much money do you make? I said, do you want something for me to prove this? And they said, no, we run a credit. We'll run the credit report.
Yep,
and that was it. And I said, maybe they wanted a W-2, but I'm not sure.
Maybe,
but I don't think so.
No.
You know, it was one of those things.
So those days are over.
And they should be, because how many people lied on those?
There is a lot. I mean, that's what we're seeing in the foreclosure market today. A large part of the foreclosures are people that didn't have the income to pay their loans to begin with, and it's coming back to roost.
How about shame on some of the loan officers who helped people, nudged people to lie?
There's plenty of people to share the blame in. It's not just the person that signed the docs, but the loan officer, the realtor that sold the house, everybody can share in this. I think we're beyond the point of who's at blame.
Yeah,
Let's fix it so it doesn't happen again.
Okay. Okay, so no more stated income. You've got to actually prove you can buy something.
You have to actually prove you can buy it. It limits the incentives that brokers can get when they put a mortgage together. The brokerage community could get a fee and what's called a yield spread premium. If they make you a loan at 5%, but they sell it at 4%, they would get that premium over the life of the loan. And it can get huge on a 30-year loan. And so it limits their financial incentive to do that. It keeps them from overselling a loan to you.
Okay.
Kind of helps even the playing field. It also does away with prepayment penalties on mortgages. Now, get this. You paid fees to get a loan. You pay your monthly payments. And then some loans have a prepayment penalty. If you pay them off, you get a fee. And those have gone away. Prepayment penalties on mortgage loans have gone away.
So, you know, and a lot of times people say instead of paying once a month, you pay every 2 weeks, and you can pay off your mortgage 10 years earlier or something like that. But they would then charge you for that, for paying it off and saving yourself
money. A good job of paying it off early. So the downside, you know, the industry or some people have said that the downside is that it's going to be tighter to get mortgage. It's going to be harder to get mortgage loans, but I think we're really more going back to the days where, you know, people qualify for a loan, they have a down payment, they've got skin in the game, so to speak, and they have and will have a more stable housing financing market.
So this is a good.
I think it's a good thing. Yeah, it depends on the implementation, but it seems like a good thing.
But we could have, and we've got to take a break here. That could have been implemented. Smaller increment that just says, hey, people now have to prove that they can buy that.
Well, in fact, a lot of the industry has already gone back to
that.
That's
what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yep. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Eric Wickstrom from Five Star Bank. We're talking about the new banking bill that just passed, 2,300 pages, and 19 new bureaucracies that are starting up. You know, some parts of it are good. We're not saying that it's not. We're just not too sure that we need 2,300 pages to...
Yeah, we'll get into some of the kind of more far-reaching ones in a minute.
Okay, great. Okay, join us after these messages.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
O'Sullivan Fine Art Gallery and Picture Framing recently acquired an art collection from a bankruptcy and is now selling the framed and unframed pieces at a fraction of their original prices. World-famous artists include E. Dennis, Douglas Hoffman, Don Hatfield, Mark King, Dorrit Levy, Azalea, and Sesone, just to name a few. Subject matters include modern, cubism, landscape, musical, serigraphs, figuratives, wine, and abstracts. Due to the size of the show, this one-of-a-kind art sale is being held in the Carpet One Floor & Home's new location during their grand opening at 1615 Placer Street, directly across Placer from the downtown post office, Wednesday, July 21st through Friday, July 23rd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, July 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find subject matter for any home or business at prices you can't pass up. Don't miss this opportunity at the Roselli Fine Art Gallery and Picture Framing's Art Sale, Wednesday, July 21st through Saturday, July 24th at the Carpet One Floor & Home's new location during their grand opening at 1615 Placer Street.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fair Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:24 in the morning. Our phone line is 605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR 1460. You're going to ask Linda a question at Linda at KCNR1460.com.
That's right. Our guest today is Eric Wickstrom from Five Star Bank, and we are talking about the 2,300-page bill that just passed. And at the break, we were talking, Eric, about what kind of effect is this going to have on our current checking accounts with banks?
Well, there's a number of provisions in the bill that could impact our checking accounts at the bank, depending on the implementation of them. But one of the big ones is that it's going to require regulation of debit card interchange fees. And that's the interchange fees are something that most of us consumers know nothing about. It's the deal between the banks and the merchants. And right now, the banks are making a ton of money off of merchants that accept debit cards fees. Over 2% of every transaction is a fee that's shared both with Visa and then the bank. And in many other countries, like Australia, it's 0.5%. Over in Europe, it's as low as 20 basis points or about 0.125%. But here, it's 2% of the transaction.
So 2% of every time you use a debit card goes to the bank, and the business has to share that or pay that?
The business pays that. So if you pay a dollar for a cup of coffee, 98 cents of it goes to the merchant and 2 cents goes to the bank and Visa, right, now.
Which is why they'd rather you use your debit card as a credit card when they go debit or credit.
Absolutely.
They'd rather you do credit because it doesn't cost them.
Because it doesn't cost them as much. There is a credit card interchange fee, but it's a lot less than the debit card fee.
Okay.
Well, and what the bill requires is the federal regulatory bodies to develop standards and a limit and cap the limit on what they can charge. They haven't started that process yet, but what the industry has done has started getting the consumer ready for that. Bank of America, for example, at the end of last week, raised the cost. They see a large revenue source going away. They're one of the largest retail banks in the country. They see a large revenue source going away, so they've raised the cost of maintaining a checking account with them. In their Georgia bank, they're charging you $8.95 for over-the-counter transactions. Everything other than an ATM or electronic transaction will now charge you $8.95 a transaction.
So if you go into the Bank of America, at least in Georgia,
you go up there
to cash a $100 check that somebody's given you, they're going to charge you $8.95 for that?
Yes.
Oh,
and that
helps.
Yeah,
that really helps.
And it's just a matter of time before they roll that across the country. And whether it comes across the country at $8.95 or something more or less, will be up to them. But that's how the large banks are reacting to this bill.
You know, and this is what people tried to tell. They were screaming it from the rooftops. Do you actually think banks and the big companies are going to lose money on this? No. They're not, because they're hiring thousands. This is one good thing. They are hiring thousands of people just to find out how to implement, one, the regulations, but two, how to get around, I shouldn't say how to get around it, but negating them and keeping their profit margins, because some of these people were set up to lose right away 10 or 15%.
Yep.
Due to this. So now they're going to find ways around it.
The days of the easy free checking account are going away, and it's not only the debit interchange fees, but then tighter restrictions they have on overdraft fees. Banks were making trillions of dollars on overdraft fees over the last decade, different than they had in the past, and those are now going to be regulated. They really almost encouraged customers, and it really affected low-income customers more than anybody else, to use their debit and credit cards, overdraw their account so they could get those $25 and $30 fees. Well, now those are going to be pulled back and regulated, and it's going to impact large retail banks.
Okay, so then if you went over and they charged you $25, so they're not going to be able to do that.
They need to now support the dollar amount, and they can't support a $25 to $30 amount.
So they're going to. So they'll say it'll be cut in half then.
Half.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's say that now they pay $12.
Yep.
When you go over. So that's going to be a massive siphoning off of funds.
Yes, they'll find a different way to make
money. So now they can, now the free, like you said, the free checking's gone.
Free checking.
So they may they may charge you $5 a month every time you come in over the counter stuff. It's $8.
Right.
So everything that we've seen in the past that we enjoyed as being just like part of the service from the bank,
from the large banks,
they're going to charge us.
Yeah.
How about the debit card on location? You know, like say we're at the airport and you use a debit card, you have to pay $2 or $2.50. $3.50 is the highest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Usually $1.50, $2.50.
Oh, to get cash.
To get cash. You have to pay that service. But if you are at the bank and you're out in front, you know, on a weekend, will there be a charge for that?
Not if it's your bank.
Okay. So that will stay the same.
Yeah, you see them pumping that up, though. In other words, we have our five-star bank, and we go to another bank here in town. Instead of it being 35 cents, it could be...
You could see that B of A would pump that up if you went to used a card, what we call foreign card transactions.
Right. Up from, say, $1.50 to $3,
maybe. Because they're going to be looking for different ways to replace that money they're not having anymore.
And the people that affects are not the people that have got lots of money. It's almost like we're being, you know, I hate to say this, it's almost like the middle class and the people without a lot of money are being taxed. these are all taxes that they're putting on us. They call them fees, but indeed it's a tax to pay for this plant.
We are taking your calls, 605-4567. That's the hotline. Do call if you have a question for Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank regarding questions about what's happening on with this 2,300-page bank thing. I don't know what it's called. It's currently 83 degrees. We're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Brett Larson. President Obama speaking from the Rose Garden today about a push for extending unemployment benefits. Much needed, he says, by millions of Americans around the country.
That's why it's so essential to pass the unemployment insurance extension that comes up for a vote tomorrow.
He says the efforts are being blocked by Senate Republicans who say they just want to see the benefits paid for, not added to the growing deficit. The cap is keeping the oil plugged and it'll continue being tested for another day, but there's a new concern of methane gas possibly seeping from the area near the blown-out well.
Back up on dry land, there's another issue. BP and the Obama administration are bickering. The feds want to pipe oil to the surface. That would mean up to three more days of oil spilling into the Gulf.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes in New Orleans. The Dow is up 18 points in late morning trading at 10,116. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larchfer Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
It's Super Sidewalk Sale and Shopping Day every Tuesday at the Shasta Center. Every Tuesday this summer, the Shasta Center merchants, along with Kubler's Furniture, are proud to offer Reading awesome sidewalk sale specials, coupons, and more. We will have a local artisan's fair and a fabulous farmer's market. All of us at the center will be showing our wares and offering unbeatable specials. We have everything from Clyde's Next Generation HD Electronics to All Fired Up's one-of-a-kind painter-on pottery to Kubler's beautiful quality home furnishings. So stop by tomorrow and check out the deals located on Churn Creek Road.
Nate, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack, it spread. If only he'd called SafeLight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460.
In case we haven't said it, thank you, Bob Belongi. Really wonderful engineering and always there. Always someone you can always count there. On. Thank you, Bob.
You know, Bob, that's true. You know, in, we call you Bad Bob because I treat you badly. I understand that. You deserve it. But the thing is that, you know, he makes things work around here. And then, you know, as we acquire more and more equipment, like we went out and bought another computer here the other day. I'm not sure why. He just said he wanted it. I just noticed that there's a lot of strange videos going across it right now. Does Brenda know that you have this thing about ducks? Just asking. Okay, our guest is Eric Wittstrom, and we're talking banking. The new banking regulations, that 2,300-page document that's going to provide 19 new bureaucracies and more jobs. You know, Obama promised us more jobs. But he also promised us no new taxes, which, of course, we know that's a lie. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's go back to the new...
Carl on the air guitar, that's a sight.
Yeah, I like that song, though. You know, the walk of life, you know, it's... that and Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Probably two of my favorite songs.
Is it a crazy time to be in banking right now?
It is a crazy time to be in banking. For some of us, it's still a fun time. We're, you know, at Five Star, we still are you know, doing business, we're making loans, we're doing the things we always do, but it seems like every day somebody calls and asks you a question or talks about their business, and you almost have to apologize to be a banker because of what's happened over the last couple of years and the way people have been or treated at some of their banks.
Yeah, we know, you know, Callie from Vietnam that did this horrendous thing out there, tarred everybody, it seems like, you know, because he murdered all those people during Vietnam, My Lai. And so you've got people that have been in the banking business and Wall Street or that are just, you know, crooks. I mean, they're slimy crooks. The people that do the kind of work that the vast majority of the banks do, that are honest and trying to help their customers and want the best for their customers, unfortunately, when you get something like this, it covers everybody with
right.
it. So,
well, your banker's very much like your doctor. I mean, it's very intimate when your banker gets to, you know, can know all the inside scoop of credit ratings, where you've been, what, you know, the good times, the bad times, and, you know, take a chance on you, have faith in you. And so I would think that being in a position that you are with your bank, it's a small, privately owned, it's not like you have to be corporate. We totally get that and dig that because you kind of can sometimes do your own, although you have to follow regulations, you get to do kind of your own thing.
But we're accountable day in and day out to ourselves and our shareholders.
Absolutely.
Now, that leads me into one of the provisions of this bill that is almost mind-boggling that it hasn't happened already, but executive compensation. It didn't regulate executive compensation, but for publicly traded companies, now get this, the shareholders, the people that own the company, now there's a requirement they have a non-binding vote on executive comp. They now have a say on compensation for the people that they employ.
So they can say, we think you make too much money?
Well, it's a non-binding. The executives...
Oh, non-binding, so they don't have to listen to it.
They don't have to listen to it.
So why even do
it? The executives of the big firms, you know, still don't have their owners have oversight on what they make, but they now can get their opinion.
Well, we think that instead of making $5 million this year, you should make $3 million. He can go, okay, thank you very much for the input.
Yep.
I'm going to give myself a raise. Okay, let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning.
Hi. Excuse me, I just lost my voice. Hi, how are you today again?
Fine.
We're great, Kate. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, wasn't it the Community Reinvestment Act that really caused the problems with people not showing what, you know, that they could pay it back? And you know, they had to, I mean, people who were even illegal aliens couldn't be denied. And my other question is, what is the impact of this bill on the credit unions? And I'll take my answers off the air.
Okay, Kay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Kay. Well, the Community Reinvestment Act, or the CRA Act, that was put in actually back in the 70s. And what it initially was intended to do was to keep banks from redlining specific neighborhoods or areas. It's been clearly expanded, and it does... It does now require us to reach out to parts of the population that can't qualify for loans and take their applications and consider them, and we're measured on how well we do in meeting their needs, and so it's kind of a fine line. I mean, the intent was fine. We shouldn't redline areas. We shouldn't say, you know, this section of the city we're not going to lend to because we don't like the way the people look in that area. We shouldn't be able to do that, and we don't do that. But what it does require us now to do is actually, you know, reach out to people that can't afford loans and take their applications, process their applications, and we're measured on how well we do that.
Okay, so, but the bottom line on that is you don't have to give them the loan, though.
No, we don't have to give them the loan still.
But you have to go out and go in and say, yes. Hey, I want you to apply. We know you're not going to make it, but we're going to take it through here because before we just gave those loans and now we're in this trouble.
Right.
Well, I'll be darned. Okay, now the second part.
The second part about the credit unions, this will cover the credit unions too, the requirements on the interchange fees we talked about on debit cards and the mortgage lending. It overlays the credit card industry too.
Yeah, I know that Navy Federal has been sending out a few things. The Navy Federal Credit Union, probably one of the largest credit unions in the United States. Hey, we've got to take a break. We've got people on the line. We'll cut this break as short as we can. We can get back to questions for Eric. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything. Until I heard about pre-planning your own, final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first, until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car. Remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Attention Shasta County veterans. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving. I'm retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I'm happy to pass along to you this exciting news. After 20 years in the Breslauer campus, the office will relocate to 1855 Shasta Street, specifically in the downstairs portion of the old county library. Our entrance will be on the north side, not the west side, as you might recall was the old library entrance. With this move, the Veterans Service Office will realize a 25% increase in office space, which will allow us to better serve our veterans. In order to make this move, we will close our Breslauer office on the 15th and 16th of July, and will be open for business on Shasta Street on the 19th of July. Please join us for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 on July the 20th.
Good morning, Reading. It's 83 degrees. You're tuning in 8:43 here on KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Happy Monday morning. Our guest today is Eric Woodstrom. We are talking about the 2,300-page document that has just been passed. But let's go to the phones this morning. Ron, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I have a question for your Eric.
Good.
In his bank, if you have two people that have an account in your bank and they have different addresses, would you send a statement? Could each person get a statement sent to them on what's the amount in the bank that they have left in the bank?
Yeah. Any of the owners of an account, if there's multiple owners on an account, which we have several of them, yeah, mm-hmm. any of them can get that information.
Okay, I mean, will you send the statement out, or somebody have to just go into the bank?
No,
and get the...
No, we still mail our statements out to our customers. And we don't charge for it.
Okay.
Unlike what some of the big banks are beginning to do is, if you don't, so the big banks, like we talked earlier, Bank of America in their Georgia offices are going to begin charging you for mailed statements. We don't charge you for mailed statements.
Okay, where's your bank at?
We're at 358 Hartnell.
Okay.
Across from the VA.
Across the VA.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, then.
All right,
thank
you're welcome.
Okay, what are the things here we've only got? We've got a few minutes left. What are, on some of the big ones here?
Some of the big things that it didn't address where there was no, we heard about this during the meltdown, this too big to fail. And while some aspects of the bill skirt around the too big to fail and how to handle it, there wasn't anything specifically on how to, why we can't let a large financial institution fail. So that's one thing that didn't happen. And the other thing is there was no changes to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And I think that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to be a burden on all of us taxpayers for a long time.
And the reason for that?
Well, because they were the largest receiver of mortgages that, we talked earlier about the LIRA loans or the stated income loans. And they're the largest receiver of it, and ultimately the government backs them. And their losses continue to mount.
So we continue to not make changes there or in the politicians to do anything. So everything was the fault of Wall Street and the banks and not the fact of bad decisions made by politicians.
Right.
There's plenty of blame to go around, yet nothing was fixed there.
Nothing was fixed at the government level. There is some oversight of what previously had not been regulated, the derivative industry, which was a very, which started out 10 or 15 years ago as a very simple process that turned into a large, very profitable area of the investment banks, and unregulated. And one of the new councils will be a regulation of the derivative industry, which, some proponents have indicated will help maybe stabilize commodity prices, fuel prices, electricity prices.
Or it could not.
Or it
may not. And the other thing, too, is that banks make money off of derivatives. And if they cut back again, my friends, every time that a cent is cut out because of this bill, it's going to be passed down to us.
Yep.
The idea about the, all the information that you can possibly get under lending, so there's nothing hidden there. That's great. And there are things that need to have been fixed, just like in the health care.
Yep.
But to make this huge bill that's going to impact on everybody, and as we're finding out now, the health care bill is a tax if we don't do these things, this is going to have a huge impact.
Yeah, I know the true test will be the next time that you go to buy a home or refinance your house or get a loan, and where now it's about a half inch thick worth of paper that you don't read. How thick is that pile going to be in a year or two?
Probably just have to hand you a CD or even better, a DVD, and somebody just tells you
you how much your payment is and how long you have to pay it.
All right, so after we've had, some of the crazy things that are going on, give us some word of encouragement here at the end of this segment.
Sure. Well, for borrowers, rates are low as they've ever been. We said, I think I was on a couple months ago, and we talked about rates being very low at 5%. Last week, I saw 30-year fixed-rate mortgages at 4.25%.
We like that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So for those out looking for a house, rates, it won't be cheaper. Maybe not cheaper in their lifetime. I think it's a once in a 20-year
and refis phenomenon. Too.
And refinances, right. Too. We're seeing pockets of our economy starting to improve. Unemployment continues to be high, but the companies that have made it through this mess and continue to operate, for the most part, we're seeing them grow and improve their profitability, which means that they're then making more money to reinvest back in our community and into other businesses. So I think we're seeing pockets of the local business improving.
Pockets, yeah, because I see is that one of the fears is that because they don't know which way the government's going, a lot of small businesses, hire most of the people and is the main, money makers around, in the United States, they're not hiring. They're keeping people on as part-time because they're just not sure what's happening.
Well, and the cost to employ people continues to grow. There's some known costs, but there's the healthcare bill is a big unknown cost for for employers? What is that going to cost us going forward to employ more people?
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge question, and you're going to see, like we talked about today in Massachusetts, you're seeing small businesses are turning over the health care where they used to pay for the insurance. They're giving it to the state.
Yep, they're and not taking the private
insurance.
That's
right, and that's scary because now it's going to force people into it at some point.
Yep.
Well, hey, our guest has been... Our guest has been Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank.
And we really appreciate you coming on and telling our listeners just where it's at, you know. And we just encourage people, if they want to know more, to go into Five Star Bank, because you guys really have your finger on the trigger. You can really get through the chain and find out, you know, what can we possibly do in our situation. And you're going to get an honest opinion. So, Eric, thank you always for coming on and tell us what's going on.
And I know there's still more to this. On this bill and everything, so we might have you on again in a short period of time.
As it evolves and it becomes clear what the details are, what was tagged on to those 2,300.
Yeah,
pages.
Because there's a lot, you know, they say the devil's in the details, and we're still trying to figure out what's going on in the health care bill, and that was passed, so this one's even going to be worse. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill as seen on TV. Take at home today, 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and have the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
Tomorrow only, it's your time to save on brand-name furniture during Kubler's 10 Reasons to Save sale. 10 hours only, tomorrow. Come see all the reasons to save in-store with savings up to 40% off sofas and sleepers, 43% off select dining room sets, up to 57% off beautiful bedroom sets, 40% off luxurious recliners. And when you spend $15.99 or more, get 5 days and 4 nights in Cancun, Mexico, and 5 days, 4 nights in Puerto Vallarta. You'll find name brands like Broyhill and Simmons, plus accessories up to 60% off. The 10 Reasons to Save sale for 10 hours only, tomorrow only, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Kubler's Furniture.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
Don't miss a sale tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. sharp at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery located at Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Hey, Rich, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR. Carl and Linda Bond.
And the sun ain't backing down either. 86 degrees. It's going to be high today of 104. Very hot. It's 8:54. This is Carl and Linda Bond here on Free Fire Radio. We're always taking your emails. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite.
Right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley, the owner there, has been in business since 1985, and it's Monday. So the first 20 people to come down to BNT Satellite, right down from Burrito Bandito, are going to get, and if you want to replace your remote, your old remote with a brand new one, you just go down and see Doug. His phone number there is 244-1988. Veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He does a great work in your home for those home theater systems. Dish Satellite. He's got a deal for HD TV for life. So.
And we want to take a moment to thank our sponsors as we go into month 7 here. We started December 15th, and of course now we're in, actually it's 8 months.
Well, yeah. It's,
8 months on the air. We thank our sponsors, because if it wasn't for sponsoring us, and we could talk about local businesses and what's happening in the North State, and that leads us to... a gal here who is definitely our boots on the ground.
You know, Tammy Chadwick is our director of sales and has been with us since the very beginning. And, you know, Tammy's kind of one of those low-key type of people that just does it, just makes sure it's done. One day I walked in here and she was vacuuming because she saw it needed to be vacuumed. So Tammy was vacuuming.
A total team player. We're good morning, Tammy, and thank you for the work that you do with us here in KCNR.
Well, good morning, and thank you. You guys make my job easy, so.
Well, it's not easy. You know, this is in a time when things are tough out there, and we opened up a radio station. So we either, as Mark Beecham said, you guys really know what you're doing, or you're going to be in trouble. Well, thanks to our listeners and to Tammy and to our shows that are on over the weekends, people that have confidence in community radio.
And we are like a family here, and we take pride in what we do. And when we bring on sponsors, we like to bring them on the air and talk about, you know, who they are and their background and what they have. And Tammy, you're out there dealing on a regular basis with our community and talking to people about how they can come on the air. And sometimes people don't even advertise, and that's okay. We want to bring them on and encourage them that we're here in the community. This is a body of people, and you know, shop local, stay local. You know, just keep the community thriving.
Exactly. And that's what I do when I go out and see people. And they may not want to advertise, but everybody's heard of you guys just because you're out so much in the community, you know, and supporting local businesses. So that's what I mean by, you know, you guys make my job easy too, because you're out there so much. And everybody knows you and loves you, and, you know, they may not have the money to advertise right now, but they appreciate the station and all that you guys do, too.
Well, thanks, Tammy.
We just wanted to bring you in, and because...
Start on Monday by saying
thank
you.
You're one of those, yeah, one of those people that maybe they don't know who you are. They don't know who Tammy Chadwick is, but you're so important to us, and we just want people to know that. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phones right now. We have Elizabeth on the line. Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
We are fine, Elizabeth. And how are you?
I'm great. Looking forward to hopefully a few lower temperatures this week. They're promising. I hope we deliver. It's a little warm this weekend, but not too bad.
Well, good, Elizabeth. We have just a few minutes before...
Not a problem. Just wanted to give you a quick little update on what we've got going on at the Reading Tea Party tonight. For those that are not aware, we do meet at 6 o'clock at the Bonneview Baptist Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonneview. And it's 6 o'clock every Monday night. But tonight we've got a really interesting speaker, and I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name is Dane Wigington. And he talks about geoengineering and gives some really interesting facts, maybe disputing the global warming myths.
Mm.
So apparently his talk is very energetic, and what I'm told is that in the past when people have heard him, it gets extremely energetic. He's
okay.
Got some really great information out there, so if anybody's interested in finding out more about this particular issue, this would be a great opportunity.
Okay.
Geoengineering.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's at 6 p.m. tonight at the Bonneview
Church.
6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yes, so I encourage anybody to come out that's interested in maybe getting the flip side to the global warming issue.
Okay.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you for being our correspondent, letting us know what's going on there.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You guys have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. You too, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. Our guest tomorrow will be Doug Bennett from the ACLU. We've got a few questions for Doug, and Doug has always been able to hold his own. And
you might be fired up tomorrow, and you want to email me, of course. We'll start preparing the questions now for Doug.
If you have any questions for the ACU and who they are.
ACLU.
What did I say?
ACU.
Okay, ACLU. and any questions you may have for them. And what
Monday.
Does the ACLU, and later on this week, we're going to have Jerry Benito on Wednesday, Shasta County District Attorney. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. Millions of unemployed Americans worried about the future.
The only thing that will fully lift that sense of uncertainty is the security of a new job.
President Obama says for now they need more jobless benefits, which are caught up in a deficit debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Where the president stood in the Rose Garden with three Americans who face the end of their jobless benefits and no employment in sight.
And that's why it's so essential to pass the unemployment insurance extension that comes up for a vote tomorrow.
He blasted Senate Republicans for holding up the bill so far and then called for cooperation.
I know it's getting close to an election, but there are times where you put elections aside. This is one of those times.
Republicans say they will support the unemployment insurance extension, but only if it's paid for by cutting other spending. Lisa?
Rich, another day of tests in the Gulf as BP monitors its new cap and the surrounding seafloor. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Lisa, oil continues to be held back by that cap on the blown-out